You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Exodus 3, starting with verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and lo, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. This is the passage that underlies today's antiphon, which goes as follows. O Lord of hosts and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, who gave him the law on Sinai, come, redeem us by your outstretched hand. The reference, of course, is to the appearance to Moses of God in the burning bush, or as this passage in Exodus says, the angel of the Lord. In a number of appearances in the Old Testament, it speaks of the angel of the Lord, but not necessarily referring to an angel. Traditionally, the church fathers understood this as the appearance of the pre-existent, pre-incarnate Word of God. So not a winged creature, but the second person of the Trinity, but not yet incarnate. Because there's a deep understanding that even before the incarnation, the Word of God was very active. The Word of God was there in creation, but the Word of God was also present in salvation history. The scene of the burning bush is, of course, a very powerful one. And whether we've seen the movie The Ten Commandments or a more recent version, The Prince of Egypt, it's an awesome, it's a fearful event. And so this is why it says that Moses is afraid to look at this appearance, which is consistent with all that it says in the Old Testament about the fact that you cannot look at God and live. And yet, and this is the irony or the beauty of this feast of the Incarnation, that in the Incarnation, God makes himself small enough that we can look at him and still live. This antiphon invokes the very one who worked the miracle of the Exodus and the giving of the law, and says, we implore you that you would again come and visit us, redeem us, and write your law into our heart. Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.